This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight, right here from my Salem Media flagship station in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Not everybody that's out there working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you are doing it. Thank you very much for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, see the different things that we have to offer, and become a member of the Captain's Army. All righty. Joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is time to take a caller, and it would be Mike in Clearwater. Mike, you've got a question for Denise. What is it?
Good morning, Denise. Always a pleasure to talk to you, ma'am.
Thank you, sir.
A couple of things. First thing, how are people able to get into the Capitol? You know, I remember over the summer when the whole protests were going on, they had to erect a big fence around the White House to keep people from going in there. So are we going to have to basically fortify the U.S. Capitol by putting this big wall around it? And then the second thing I wanted to ask you, and I just want your opinion on this, because of what happened yesterday, do you think that they've irreparably damaged someone's ability, someone like in the future, say someone like Trump comes along, has, you know, never was in politics, but has great ideas to change this country. In your opinion, has what happened yesterday irreparably damaged someone's ability, someone who's never been in politics, to come in and become president? And that's my question. And
all right.
I see what you have to say. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. That's Mike in Clearwater. Go ahead.
All right. Well, first of all, Trump supporters in this rally was very peaceful all day long.
Yep.
But as the day wore on, things got worse. And the reason they got worse is because we've determined that Warnock won the Senate race.
Yep.
Then later in the afternoon, here comes Ossoff.
Oh, Ossoff. Ossoff. Not Warnock. Ossoff, because he beat Purdue. Yep.
Well, Warnock came first and then Ossoff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then later on, it was declared that Merrick Garland was Biden's nominee to be Attorney General.
Mm-hmm.
So as the day wore on, the Republicans, conservatives, Trump supporters, the MAGA world was taking one hit after another, making the anger greater and greater and greater. At 1 o'clock is when the Congress was to begin the process of going state by state by state.
Yep.
So the crowd moved over from the ellipse over to the steps of the congressional building.
And just before that, there was a story that came out that said that the Vice President, Mike Pence, was not going to do what everybody thought he was going to do. He was going to go with the Electoral College vote. Yeah.
Trump says that Pence and he were under agreement on what Pence was going to do. That was just not accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Because at 1:01, the official letter came out by Pence on what his duty was, as he was told by Office of Legal Counsel and by constitutional process in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
So as the day wore on, it got worse and worse by the news that was coming. And when the two Senate races were lost, then it was known that the entire power of government would now be in the hands of the Democrats.
Yep.
So therein lies how that happened. And the police didn't need to be there up until, the process began over in the Capitol building.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would say they did a very poor job of protecting the Capitol building.
Yeah.
There should have been a perimeter there, and mm-hmm. there was not.
Nope.
And that's why things went sideways.
What did you think when you saw...
You're always going to have a few hotheads.
Mm. What did you think when you saw guys throwing ropes up there and then with their fatigues and their paramilitary garb and their helmets and all that stuff climbing up the wall to get up to the top to bust the windows in to get inside the Capitol? Did you not think that was a little weird?
Well, look.
Those weren't protesters.
The building itself is the people's building, just
right.
Like the White House, okay? So there should be access under normal conditions. But these weren't normal conditions when you've got 200,000 protesters, or ralliers, I'll put them that way, in a city where the anger was mounting all day long. So, again, within that crowd, you had some people that were clearly hotheads, and they
yep.
were looking for a fight.
Yep.
And they were looking for a fight only because of what had happened all through the summer with Black Lives Matter and Antifa.
Hold that thought. Here comes the break. Hold that thought. And, folks, again, both sides of the aisle can share in the responsibility here, and the photo recognition software, the cameras that were there, identified a whole bunch of these people. So be careful what you wish for. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yes, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends over at Balance of Nature. And for a limited time, you can save 35% on your order at Balance of Nature. Go over there to the website, balanceofnature.com. Take a look at all the products they have to offer and save 35% on your order. All you got to do is use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Or give them a call at 800-246-8751 and speak with a health coach. They'll answer any questions you have. So, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Alrighty, well, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is back with us, and we were talking before we got caught up by the break, and you go ahead and finish what you wanted to say there.
All right, so the crowd was clearly infiltrated. We know that. To the volume of that, we don't know. Mm-hmm. And so I would say judge slowly. Be very careful, too, of all things that you're reading on social media. I was doing it a lot yesterday, and some of the things that people were posting were just pretty ridiculous that other people picked up on. So we now have seen that Congress, regardless of what side of the aisle you're on, maybe with the exception of Senator Hawley, Cruz, and then Congressman Matt Gaetz, nobody cared about the election. None of the rest of them did. Because nobody called for an investigation other than those three. So
right.
There's an open wound here that has not been addressed. And Senator Ron Johnson tried to do that a couple of weeks ago, and it was a good start, but it had no momentum.
Yeah.
This open wound will stay with of a very large part of the population mm-hmm. for a very long time. Mm-hmm. Now, as for the other question on the next candidate in 2024, mm-hmm. Can it be a private businessman? Yeah, it can. We have to consider what we really went through. We really do need to do an autopsy of the last 4 years. Mm-hmm. I had quite an interview yesterday with a lawyer friend who, too, was a previous candidate for U.S. Senate. And we have to remember the tactics of the Democrats. And we're going to have to look at the tactics of what they're going to do from this point forward during the Biden administration, such that the Republicans, the conservatives, even independents, are really going to have to find their moxie here. And someone's going to have thicker skin than ever before, because there's now pretty much unchecked power. Mm-hmm. The main thing that the United States, there's two things the United States is going to have to really work at to maintain a country. One is the economy, and the other is foreign policy. Because mm-hmm. if we don't have friends in the world, we don't have allies. And I was seeing some of the other world leaders were just in some of their remarks from yesterday. They were in horror with what they saw here in the United States.
I saw them.
So this is going to be a hard fight. If you've ever thought that you have to, you know, work at it, you're going to have to work at it much harder than you ever did before. So we need to mobilize. We need to recruit.
Yep.
We need to look inward.
And all politics start at the local level. Because if you want election reform, you got to go through the states, the individual states. And there are even some election rules at the county level in some states. I found that out yesterday.
Well, one of the interesting questions that I asked of this lawyer is several of the state legislatures are conservative Republican legislatures, mm-hmm. as in the state of Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
So while
which is a commonwealth, right?
It doesn't matter. It's yes, but can the state legislatures come together and do their own lawsuit, as the Texas lawsuit was mm-hmm. designed to be, with Ken mm-hmm. Paxton leading the charge with the 20
yep.
or so
yep.
state AGs? That question cannot be answered here at this point.
Right.
Because it's uncharted waters. We have no idea.
Okay, we have a question asker right now. It's our favorite question asker. I'm going to go to him. Bagamon Bob, what's your question?
Away from the riot and stuff, we need to get this vaccine out a lot quicker. So something needs to be done as far as the vaccine goes, because I think that's... A lot of people are really worried about the being able to get the vaccine, and it seems like the organization has really fallen apart at getting that vaccine out. And the other thing I'm going to ask you about is, what did that woman do that got herself shot? I mean, was she shot for a reason? I guess that's it, Captain.
All right. Well, I don't know the circumstances totally around the woman that got shot. She was a 14-year U.S. Air Force veteran. I'll let Denise answer that in a minute. But I do know something about the vaccines and the logistics involved. The vaccine is there. It's there in these states. The blue states are the ones having huge problems, because apparently they don't know how to take a refrigerated vaccine and take it from one refrigerated truck and put it on another refrigerated truck, or bring it out of a warehouse and take it where it needs to be and keep it at temperature, because they keep having problems where, believe it or not, the vaccine goes above the temperature it's supposed to be at, and they have to throw it out. But go ahead, Denise.
States are allocated so much vaccine. And so, for instance, we'll take Florida. If you got 500,000 doses of a vaccine, you got to take those 500,000 doses and distribute those to distribution centers throughout a state. That's the first thing. Then in the state of Florida. Ron DeSantis has said those at the highest risk, meaning mostly senior citizens or those with comorbidities, go first.
That's right. 65 and up.
And so a lot of these senior citizens in the state of Florida weren't following, they were getting bad advice from local newspapers or local TV stations.
Yes.
Or whatever.
Yes.
I know there was a big problem over in Lee County. Now, that's the state of Florida. And vaccines are continuing to being shipped. I mean, they're being shipped every single day into respective states. But New York is operating completely differently because Cuomo is only allowing those unions and those that support him
correct
to go first.
Mm-hmm.
So he's giving them to teachers and first responders. He's pretty much, you know, blown off again those in nursing homes and those with comorbidities and senior citizens. So every state does their own thing. And they have been given guidance since last July from the FDA, from the CDC, and from Operation Warp Speed, and from the drug companies that have produced them on what the recommendations are for getting the shots in the arms.
Mm-hmm.
And Cuomo is the biggest abuse. He never read this. It's like a 74-page document.
Right.
I read a good bit. I didn't read all of it. And he didn't, not only did he not follow it, he didn't even read it. So therein lies the problem with state to state on the vaccines.
Okay, we got one more question here. Mel in Saratoga Springs, what's your question?
Oh, yes. Good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Denise.
Hey.
We know that the Democrat Party, those on the left and those on the right that want this president removed, and we as Americans, and plus we also know what punishment they want to inflict upon him after his exit. What do we do as Americans to try to protect this president that we've had for the last 4 years that have done so much in the way of progress?
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Okay,
I gotta let you go because we're going to run out of time. Go ahead, Denise.
Well, I understand from a personal safety standpoint, he's got Secret Service details really for the rest of his life.
Yep.
So we have that component.
Yep.
But government doesn't care about us. That
nope.
was absolutely proven yesterday.
Oh, yes. And we will talk again tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Be careful up there on the mountaintop and don't let the wind blow you off. We'll see you tomorrow. And that's Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Check out the great articles that she writes over there. And you will know what she knows when she knows it. FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon. All right, I'll be right back with our Military and Veterans News segment.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House of Representatives have voted to reject an objection to counting the electoral votes of Pennsylvania for President-elect Joe Biden. The vote was 282 to 138, with more than 60 Republicans joining the Democrats to defeat the objection. A joint session of Congress will be reconvened to continue the counting of the Electoral College votes. The United States has set another record for daily new cases and deaths due to COVID-19. Nearly 269,000 new cases of infection and 3,290 deaths were recorded on Wednesday, surpassing the previous highs that were set last Saturday. The nation has passed more than 21 million cases of coronavirus since the beginning of the pandemic, with Arizona, California, and Rhode Island now having some of the highest infection per capita rates in the world. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, Mr. Announcer Man. In this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy, and next week Bo will be back in the studio to talk all about them and what it is that they got planned for the great new year, because they got lots of stuff going on. But we're going to let them tell you about themselves right about now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses. One is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, right here on the other side of Tampa Bay. I'm over here in Tampa on the east side, and they're over there in Clearwater, Florida, on the other side of the bay. So you have two chances and two different campuses that you can go take a look at. Now, what I would suggest you do is give them a call at their phone number, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. You get a chance to see the facility. You get a chance to talk to any of the instructors that are there. You might get a chance to run into a student or so that you could ask any questions of. And then you'll know for sure what's going on, because when you become a certified aviation maintenance tech, you will never have to worry about working again anywhere in the world because there is a demand, a constant demand for secure, for certified aviation maintenance tech. So there you go. Now, the U.S. intelligence community has confirmed now that Russia is, quote, likely, end of quote, behind a major and ongoing series of cyber attacks of federal agencies and private companies. It's the first official indication of blame. And we also found out yesterday that the Department of Justice is still being hacked. The Department of Justice is still being hacked in Washington, D.C. Now, early career National Guard troops who supported COVID-19 response this year may soon be eligible for Veterans Affairs home loan benefits because of the time served on active duty that they've got, thanks to a provision in this year's Veterans Health Care and Benefits Improvement Act. You might want to check that out with your unit and see how that applies to you. Now, a third defendant was charged in the strangulation death of a Green Beret staff sergeant while deployed to Mali in 2017. That individual has agreed to plead guilty. So, another saga being closed. And in the midst of a tumultuous week for the sailors on the aircraft carrier Nimitz who thought they were coming back home and its strike group, the Navy's top civilian leader said that he doesn't know when those sailors will get back from an extended deployment that's about to enter its eighth month at sea in the Middle East. Also, President-elect Joe Biden and his transition team have begun to fill out top positions on the incoming National Security Council and at the State Department with key roles like Deputy National Security Advisor and Deputy Secretary of State going to veterans of the Obama administration. Is anybody surprised? I told you that was going to happen a while ago. Now, a Fort Hood-based cavalry unit has officially taken up a position in Lithuania. They are there on an eight-month deployment in Lithuania. Now, they're focused on deterring Russian aggression in the region, as is they uncased their colors in a ceremony, saying that here we are. By the way, there's an effort underway to identify unknown World War II troops who were buried in the Philippines. Some of that has to do with the Bataan Death March. And hopefully we can find out who they are and get their remains, or at least their identity, back to their family so they know what happened to their loved ones many moons ago. Now, defense legislation passed in spite of President Donald Trump's veto, bringing a heightened focus on diversity issues and efforts to combat white supremacy and extremist behavior within the U.S. military. That's something we knew was coming. And after stonewalling claims, the Biden team, President-elect Joe Biden's defense policy team, is going to be consulting with the top generals in Afghanistan, Africa, and South Korea. Now, this move comes after Biden claimed that the Trump administration was stonewalling the transition process. Well, maybe they were, but they're not going to be doing it anymore, as we just heard the president tweet tonight after the result of the Congress that there will be a smooth transition so that January the 20th, you go from Trump to Biden. Now, the general in charge of the U.S. nuclear arsenal said yesterday he would welcome a review by the incoming Biden administration of the country's nuclear weapons strategy, but lashed out at the critics of the military's plans for a new intercontinental ballistic missile. All right. And that's our military and veterans news report. Right now, I'm going to go back to the telephone line. Good morning. Who's this, Mel?
Yeah, Captain, it's me again.
What'd you forget?
Well, with this transition from President Trump to Beijing Biden, now we're going to be looking at the punishment that they want to inflict against those Trump supporters like myself through, high taxes, this Green New Deal, which is going to send energy costs through the roof.
Already has.
our civil liberties being taken away, you know, a transition of government from honest government to un-American and a communist China agent government, I mean, to the Chinese government that we're going to be under. I mean, this is akin to the beginning of what I would say, and I would say myself, I would be the Crispus Attucks of 2021. This is going to lead us into a revolutionary.
So are we doomed and we don't have any way out? What do you think?
I think that we are. We are doomed.
No, we aren't. No, we aren't. Absolutely not. Well, that's the wrong opinion to take.
I disagree with you, Captain. Okay. We can agree to disagree.
Well, we just did. It's not true. You got to pick yourself up by the bootstraps.
I'm not going to lay down.
I'm putting you on hold for a minute because we don't talk over each other. We are not doomed. We are not gloomed. It's time to put on our big boy pants and get out there and do something about it for 2022. It starts now, right now. We do something about what's happened, and we can do something about it. I know. I've done it before. Okay, your turn. You there?
Well, Captain, yes, I'm here. You know, it's just a fact. It's right in front of our faces what they've done to us politically, illegally. And who would take punishment
Okay, thanks for the call. Just the fact. Okay, what fact? We've seen everything tried in the media. We've seen all that. But here's the problem. Has anything gone to a court? Has a judge heard anything? Has there been any decision where the evidence has come out in the court of law? Nope. Now, that's probably by the fact that the judicial branch did not want to get involved in this, because I remember back in Florida, now I wasn't living here at the time, but I remember 2000, and I remember laughing about it when I was up in New York, laughing about what was going on in New York, or I mean in Florida, up there, and it was pretty bad. So what we have to do is we can sit down and we can go, well, it's terrible, well, we got to do this, we got to do that. Here's what we got to do. We got to pick ourselves up by the bootstraps right now, and we've got to do something, starting today. And that is, all politics are local. You think national, you act locally. These people that start out as a town councilman, city councilman, then they go to county, then they go to state, then they go to Congress, up and up and up. You got to vet them, you got to watch them every step of the way, and you have to hold them accountable. We can do that. We can do that. I know. I've done it. Okay. We'll be right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. I'll ask him if we're doomed and gloomed. See what he says. Because he's up there in New York where, I wouldn't want to be.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At TCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Two Guys Gun Shows. Now, I will be at the Two Guys Gun Show in Brooksville on Saturday. I'll be there when they open the doors at 9 o'clock. I'm going to try to stick around till about 2 o'clock if I can. It all depends on the crowd and how I'm feeling, because if I get real tired, then obviously I'll probably just say, okay, see ya. But otherwise, I'll stay there till 1, 2 o'clock, somewhere in that range. And always look forward to seeing my friends up there in Brooksville. I was on the air up there on the station for 3 years, and I had a really good time, met a lot of great people up there, and I look forward to shaking your hands again up there. So, Saturday, twoguysshows.com, the website. Go over there, print up one of their flyers, and get yourself a discount on a ticket getting in, and there you go. Veterans, of course, you always get a discount. First responders, too. All right. On the telephone line, the watchdog on Wall Street, Mr. Chris Markowski. Hello, sir.
How you doing?
Okay. About an hour ago, Congress finally certified Biden's election, Joe Biden's election, giving him 306 electoral votes to Trump's 232, declared him the winner of the 2020 election, and we move forward to Inauguration Day on January the 20th. Now, Despite that, we had some tragic violence yesterday. You saw what unfolded. I saw what unfolded. I found out all sorts of things after the fact by my law enforcement and emergency medical people that were there. We actually had one woman, a former veteran, 14 years in the Air Force, get shot fatally in the neck by a Capitol police officer who apparently feared for his life. And we don't know all the particulars, so I'm not going to go there. But we also had three other people die because of medical reasons, because of all the excitement around them. And I can just imagine somebody 70 years old trying to run away from something that having a heart attack. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of people there yesterday. I mean, I didn't know what the official tally was, but it seemed to me that there was well over 100,000.
No, I heard it was about 150 to 175,000.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of people. And yeah. It's unfortunate that they weren't prepared for this. I mean, even when I heard about what was taking place and others just holding coming through, and they were, you know, calling up National Guard. And I said, you're not going to need National Guard. These are, you know, this is Trump supporters. It's not going to happen.
Right.
But it doesn't. Yeah, I guess it doesn't take much to, you know, just certain people getting, you know, wound up in regards to stuff that did an absolutely horrible, horrible thing, an embarrassing thing. For everyone. Again, you know, everybody looks to the United States. My mother-in-law, you know, sits in her room and she watches her, you know, the Greek news stations. And what was all over the Greek news stations? This.
Yeah.
They were covering it just like we were covering it here.
Yeah.
If you check at the foreign newspapers, everybody was paying attention to what was going on here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And we're supposed to set an example. And we didn't set a good example.
No.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
There was a comment that was made, and I'm going to read the comment, then you can tell me who said it. If not, I'll tell you. I promise you, come this Wednesday, we will have our day in Congress. Who said that comment?
I'm not sure, Matt.
Vice President Mike Pence. So people took that statement by Pence to mean that he'd be doing something besides just opening envelopes when he was going to be doing running the Congress joint session last night. So what exactly did he mean? Because come yesterday morning when the peaceful protesters started out with their day to do whatever, and the day dragged on, and the first thing that they heard during the course of the day was that Ossoff won the Senate seat, so now they had two Democratic senators out of Georgia, which ticked people off. Then all of a sudden they hear Pence said that he would not be doing anything but opening envelopes. It dawned on those who went to D.C. to celebrate and that they'd been duped and they'd been misled by people like Pence and maybe even Donald Trump and some others. And who knows what Pence had been telling Trump what he was going to do. But Johanna tells me that that's what she thinks. So there you go.
Does that make it okay?
No.
I mean, that,
oh, no.
Even if that's the case, put it this way. You never hit a girl, and you never do what happened yesterday, ever.
No.
You basically put yourself in the same group as the anti-FOS and all the nonsense that happened this past summer that we were disgusted by.
Yep.
Now, you know, listen, I'm sorry. I know a lot of people feel that there were voting irregularities. The thing is, I do, too.
Yep.
There's issues there. But if you actually look at the evidence that they had, it wasn't enough for courts to go through with it.
Correct.
Even yesterday, Pete Navarro came out with a whole nother volume. It was called The Art of the Steal.
Yep.
And it showed how the Democrats went about basically ballot harvesting. They were smarter than the Republicans were.
That's right.
Stacey Abrams in Georgia did an unbelievable job in working the system.
Yeah.
Even the report that came out yesterday showed all of these things. The only way you stop that is by working within the legislature in various different states and voting reform. That has to be done on the state level. This is not something that is done in Congress.
That's right. And that's exactly.
You can be as angry as you want to be about this, and I'm not thrilled about what happened. Okay, but it wasn't the right way to handle it.
No.
You lose, you come back, and you fight another day.
You bet.
And again, you know, this is a shame because Trump is going out on this note.
Yep.
And this is what he's going to be remembered for.
That's right.
This.
And he's done it. He's done in politics after this. He's D-O-N-E, done, toasted, finished.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Listen, I mean, I'm sorry. I thought his conduct yesterday, I didn't like it. I didn't like what took place.
You want to rally, you want to go about changing the systems within these states. Don't you think, I mean, back in 2000, Democrats were really, really, really upset about what happened in Florida and the hanging chads and what happened there? Yes, they were. Okay. Then Florida went back and redid their system within the state and fixed it.
Yep.
Okay. They got to fix things within Pennsylvania. Yeah. Yep. How the system worked and all that stuff. Fix it. You have to do it on the state level. It can't be done after the fact.
Yep. You're right. Now, let's get into a little bit of money because the judge has the president yesterday barred monetary transactions on 8 Chinese apps. I don't know what the apps are. Do you know anything about that?
No, I was starting to look into it yesterday, and I got distracted.
We all got distracted yesterday.
It wasn't good for productivity yesterday. But this has to do with, you know, how they go about sharing information and whether or not these apps are being, you know, they're gathering information and sharing them with the Chinese government, which is probably the case. I mean, most of the apps that we have, even the American apps, they take that information, they share it with corporate America. So they probably don't like where the information is.
So I've got a question here from Jamie. Jamie's saying, what do you think the markets are going to do with their reaction to all of this?
I think the markets are going to be thrilled that it's settled and there's not going to be any issue on January 20th. I think they're going to be thrilled.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Markets don't like uncertainty by any stretch. And, actually the markets were extraordinarily resilient yesterday in the face of what's going on. I think maybe some of the markets might hope and understand, and hopefully Democrats will get the picture that we are a divided country, and there has to be at some point in time some need to listen to other people and listen to the other side and not disrespect one another.
Yep.
Where we've gotten to this point, and listen, there's a lot of blame to go around. But, you know,
you know.
All these people coming out that you know, we're not condemning what was happening this past summer.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of back and forth. There's a lot of pent up aggression here. And this problem is we let this thing go too far.
Yeah.
And the people that are supposed to represent us and be an example in Washington, D.C., they got caught up in this, too.
Yeah.
And I've said this for a long time. Social media is awful. It's awful. I do not do any politics
and by the way,
at all.
That rule 230, that's not going anywhere either. So forget that idea.
Yeah, it's people going at each other and saying nasty, horrible things. We're going to try this. Just try not doing political stuff on social media. You want to talk politics? Talk about somebody politics. Talk with them face to face and have a conversation with them. Or, you know, call into your radio program or send an email and talk to people. But be civil.
Yep.
Okay,
now,
this is nonsense.
Now, let me throw something out there. We'll finish up with Amazon. Amazon did a couple of things yesterday. They're buying some planes from Delta and from West something. I forgot the last name now. But they're buying a bunch of planes there to go into cargo business, the air cargo business. They're going to be like compete with FedEx and whatnot. And also, they spent $2 billion in home building near some of their key U.S. offices so they can put their people up in homes.
They wanted to build affordable housing in some of the areas where they're located. I mean, there's certain areas in this country where the value of real estate has gotten so high it makes it cost prohibitive. So, the step that I think more companies, bigger companies, are going to be getting involved with as well.
All righty. Well, I will talk to you tomorrow, and I'm sure we'll still be talking a little bit about this other stuff here. I certainly hope not, but unfortunately, it's not going to go away. So, have yourself a great day, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. That's Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website, Chris Markowski. We're coming back with Republican attorney Amanda Mackey, and we're going to ask her some questions about how we got into this situation and how we get out of it. She's going to give us some answers.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captains of America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR VR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.